Oh my gosh, I've locked onto something in space. Hello? Hello?
Hello, boys and girls.
This is a journey into sound.
With 100% natural flavors.
Brought to you in part by
satire
and wacky weirdos.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension.
New spray or liquid.
He's a funny kid.
He's friendly, kind, and doesn't bite.
He sings, he moves, he tells stories, and even knock-knock jokes, with lots of uproarious cassettes to choose from.
Aw, you laugh now. Just watch.
What the people really believed and wanted to hear.
And you may like to have some of our mutual friends come and listen with you.
No, I don't.
And besides, that's impossible.
You've got that nerd flu.
And you were not invited. But since you've come here anyway, we say that we're delighted. But if you want a cup of tea or a piece of bread with honey...
Fuck this.
You're welcome to enjoy our slice.
Instead, she gave him money.
And an army of slaves.
Our people have been slaves in Egypt for many years.
He used to enjoy that, too.
Other people may not enjoy it.
I hate it so much.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to give you a great big gift.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Boy, oh boy, that'll be fun.
You might at some time come across counterfeit money.
Now give it to me.
Give them to your witch doctor friends.
One of their best friends was Jesus.
Remember what Jesus said.
How do I know it should be so easy for you to make big money in this fascinating romantic business?
It's no business of mine.
There's no business like...
Murder, rape, blasphemy.
Like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing.
These operations make no difference to your sex life or health in any way.
Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this?
It means that there is an infected girl who must be found and treated.
Rich enough for a deep scalp treatment.
Ah! Oh, heinous. That dude should have learned to roll.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a...
Playtex 18-hour bra.
Yes, that is so true.
Wipe, wipe, wipe yourself, always front to back. Carefully, carefully, now you have
HIV, cancer, and syphilis.
But now let's consider one of my pet peeves.
Extraordinary new poo.
Did you ever stop to consider
puppies, kittens, toys, or even thistles?
Well, I've thought about it, but I don't talk about it too much.
You selfish bastard.
Damned bastard.
You stupid bastard!
You yellow red bastard!
You wacky-ass bastard!
Bastard!
What kind of sick bastard are you?
I'm a princess.
Me too.
Did you ever stop to consider...
setting your bed on fire with a lit cigarette?
Oh, that's a great idea!
Consider the care and feeding of a motor vehicle.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
We delight some and disturbs many.
He tries to break your concentration and composure to make you blow an obnoxious big brother.
Try to counter the blow.
But that doesn't always work.
You may not always move most efficiently.
Try a little.
69,
allowing both ends to protrude.
Or if you can,
trade blows with a guy.
We'll all feel gay when...
I'll begin strangling you.
Not me.
Yes? This does mean you.
And what about Brenda?
She looks awful mad.
Because her brain was beginning to feel a little dizzy.
A power found in the portion of the brain called...
Gordon Shumway.
Who's that?
Someone who is sick.
A sickness of the mind.
This whole thing scares me enough as it is.
Why are you afraid?
Jim is badly scared.
Of nonsense.
I'm afraid of him.
They might drill a hole in your head to let the devils escape.
If you mean the cannibals, I don't think so.
I wonder who the real cannibals are.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
They're both internationally renowned
wizards.
To need your love so much.
We all need clothing.
I don't think so, said his mother.
Oh, Mom.
I've seen at many occasions my parents in the nude.
Better get your clothes on.
I can't do it.
I got a snake, man.
He calls it a penis.
I know you've seen one of those before.
Let's take a look at
my testicles.
These are going to be taken back to Britain for analysis.
People contain huge amounts of
Crayola fabric and craft paints
in their bodies.
Your brain is full of
white bread or packaged coffee.
The word for great coffee flavor is
fart.
After a certain amount of time, it seems to stabilize and remains pretty constant.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And a lot of people write to us and thank us for dealing with these issues.
You're going to have to deal with me.
No, I don't.
Do you feel like I do? Hopeless, worthless,
tired of
satire
and all its nonsensical ways.
And so to conclude,
bitch, get the fuck out my house.
Good night, sir.
So long, stranger.